G'day and welcome to another episode of Grow Your Aussie Business with Grownomics. I'm your host, Adam Nichani. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today. I would also like to pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. In today's episode, we will be diving into the world of SEO and how it can help your small business across Australia thrive in a digital landscape. So, what exactly is SEO? It stands for Search Engine Optimization, and predominantly, we just think of it like ranking on Google. So, imagine you own a beautiful wedding venue in the countryside. Just like how you would decorate your venue to make it attractive and memorable to your potential clients, SEO helps make your website appealing and user-friendly. This will include having a visually stunning design, showcasing your venue's best features, and creating a positive impression on visitors. Now, also think about like how you would partner with your wedding planners, photographers, caterers, and so on, and how they would recommend your venue to their clients. In the world of SEO, this is similar to having quality backlinks from relevant websites in your industry. So think of it like, you know, if you've got a profile on Easy Weddings or something like that, and that links back to your website, that is a backlink. So you could have a lot of these, but just make sure they're from the relevant website, so they belong to the wedding or events industry. This will help your website's credibility and visibility in search results. Now, imagine if a couple visits your venue. You offer personalized tours, share helpful resources such as wedding planning checklists, tips for creating a perfect menu, and so on. This showcases your expertise and helps you build trust with your potential clients. Similarly, in SEO, having valuable and informative content on your website is crucial. By creating content that addresses your couples or their families' needs and questions, you will demonstrate your knowledge and encourage visitors to engage with your small business. On your website, this could include having things like blogs, gallery images, FAQs, maybe even guides, ebooks, or checklists. Lastly, using phrases like romantic countryside venue, dream wedding location, or ideal wedding venue in Yarra Valley. Having something like this on your website and marketing materials helps your venue appear in search results when couples search for these keywords online. This is what is called keyword optimization in SEO. Now I've told you what is SEO, let me tell you what is not SEO. Many small business owners often confuse SEO with pay-per-click or PPC advertising. While both those strategies aim to increase your rankings on Google, they work very differently. PPC or pay-per-click is a form of paid advertising where you bid on keywords and pay each time someone clicks on your ad on Google. Your ad appears at the top above the search results, the organic search results, but it's clearly labeled as an advertisement, sponsored, paid, and so on. Once you stop paying, your ad will disappear, so you will not show at the top if you stop paying Google. On the other hand, SEO is an organic, long-term strategy that focuses on optimizing your website to rank higher in search results naturally without paying. You don't pay for each click, but rather invest time and effort into creating quality content, building relevant backlinks, and improving your website's user experience. These results of SEO are more sustainable and can contribute to benefit your business even after you actually stop actively working on it. Why is SEO important for small businesses in Australia, specifically a country like ours? Australia is a big country with unique mix of cultures and population concentrated in urban areas. Most of the small businesses and most of the population are in a very densely populated areas. For small businesses, standing out in this competitive landscape can be very challenging. This is where SEO comes in. By optimizing your website for search engines like Google, Bing, and so on, you can increase your visibility and reach potential customers who are actively searching for products or services that you provide. This is especially crucial for small businesses that rely on local customers. As SEO can help you target specific geographic locations and appear in local search results, I can't think of any other channel where you will find so many active buyers at the same time. Moreover, with growing diversity in Australia, SEO can help you tailor your content, customize your content and keywords to appeal to a different cultural backgrounds and languages, helping you expand your customer base and build more connections. That's a wrap. In conclusion, SEO is a powerful tool that can help small businesses in Australia attract more customers, increase your online visibility, and ultimately grow your business. While we've covered the basics of SEO in this podcast, it's important to acknowledge that there are many more intricacies and strategies involved in a comprehensive SEO plan. If you'd like to dive deeper into SEO and learn how to effectively implement it in your small business in Australia, I invite you to get in touch with me, maybe online, maybe face-to-face if you're in Melbourne. I'm happy to catch up for a coffee. We are committed to helping you grow your small business. Remember, just like how you would make your wedding venue easy to find, appealing to couples and offer valuable services, SEO can help your website rank higher in search results and attract more customers to your business. That's all for today's episode of Grow Your Aussie Business with Grownomics. If you found this helpful, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Until next time, keep growing your business with digital marketing.